Text anonymous.
The only attacks I've heard about have been a hunter having shot an animal and wounded the animal to go in after the animal. Hadza, when they're walking through the bush, are always alert for any signs of animals, and they'll know the type of terrain animals are in. So this morning when we went to get water, the two women, as soon as they got near the river, into the thicket fringing the river, started to look at the ground. And they're extremely experienced, telling not only that it was the footprints of buffalo that we saw, but there were three buffalo. So they were just alert and wanted to move through the area fairly quickly.
What other codes of behaviour, other attributes or sorts of behaviour that are particularly encouraged?
Well, the incident I'm about to relate is to do with sharing. Peter and I were in a camp last year, and there was another Hadza camp just about 200 yards away. And we were very aware that people in our camp were getting very fed up with the young man nearby. The young man nearby had been hunting warthog a lot, and 1 week would stop three warthogs. And according to the rules of the society, he was supposed to share some of that meat with his uncles and aunts, some of whom were in our camp. And 3 warthogs later, the young man hadn't shared any of the meat. So the Hadza in our camp was starting to grumble about this fellow. He said that he wasn't really a very nice person, that he wasn't sharing his meat, and he wasn't being a real Hadza. But they never actually did anything about it. Their philosophy was, fine, we don't need him to get meat for us, we can just go out and hunt ourselves. It's a completely egalitarian society. A camp will be composed of family families, and there'll be some blood tie linking these families. And it can operate in various ways. You could have father and his family being in the same camp with a daughter and her family. I'm particularly familiar with the series of 3 sisters who are often in camp together. Their husbands and their children are often in camp together. Average between 20 and 30 people in camp. To be a husband and wife, 3 or 4 children, maybe a age of 10. Sometimes it's 2 brothers who are exposed to this family. But what's certainly the case is that I can come back to the barren area any time of year, and I can probably be pretty certain who will be there and who will be trying to see. Over the years, if they have to move wherever they want, whenever they want, they retreat. There's no territorial boundaries. There's complete freedom of movement. Certain people do love to be together. Marnie and Adela, over the years, really love together. So there are certain areas within the Barai blood zone where you tend to find a sort of people trying to. Volusia is generally the fastest of this. And this is about a time more than the country. There are another set of families who are generally always over at Mongolia. But it never means that the families have run or seen. You can go anywhere in half the land, but it's not going to be done at Mongolia. So the focus of these camps is about 20 or 30 people. And the certain fluctuations in the world over 50 days, move on to the world. This is a technology. There's no chance of
is right or wrong, it is all better. It is that we are fed up, one time we must have you. And they're the same lady else, but that the way of solving it is to put a force in the equation for me. But what I've noticed is that the truth is that the truth is that